Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jane Clayson.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm Robin Young. Surprise! But I would not miss this day because it's the last for one of our colleagues who, and we still can't believe it, is stepping away after decades in public radio, starting at WILL in Illinois in 1983 and at Here and Now in 2005. What? Alex Ashlock, you're leaving showbiz? What will you do when you can't get up before dawn every day to scan the news horizon? Our sentry, standing guard, making sure we're ready. You write up segments and contact guests before it's even occurred to us it's a story. Your specialties? Brexit. People ask him anything about Brexit. But Alex is also a fierce advocate for foreign stories in far-flung places that get overlooked. And for members of the military. He's a trusted journalist. If Alex made the call, we always knew we'd hear back. Alex was also our director, one of the best in public radio, never, ever raised his voice or panicked, no matter how hard I tried to push him there. And he's a runner who ran, then covered the Boston Marathon for years, including the heartbreak of the marathon bombing. His heart broke a lot. There was that man who told Alex his son was killed in Afghanistan, and so he drives the young man's beat-up truck to remember him.
I drive your truck.
Yep, some listeners who happen to be songwriters heard that and wrote this song, I Drive Your Truck.
By the way, Alex still helps that father put flags on veterans' graves every year, even without his microphone. So, from all of us at Here and Now, thank you, Alex Ashlock, for your years of loyal service to Here and Now, WBUR, public radio, and good journalism. You and I will always have that truck stop outside Denver. It's a long story, one of many. But Alex, sleep in. You deserve it. It's Here and Now.
Yeah, man, I crank it up. And you'd probably punch my arm right now.